You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it up. You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers is our show handle. Also at Cheesehead Talks, yours truly's personal Twitter handle. Probably not the right way to say that, but I said it anyway. So go check us out on Twitter and all social media, also facebook.com/lockdownbrewers as well. And we're here for you almost each and every day through the entire off season. So if you want a little baseball fix when it gets cold, you know, Halloween comes, Thanksgiving comes, Christmas comes, New Year's. Of course, there's always plenty of hot stove action to talk about, but we'll be there all the time talking about an assortment of Brewer topics, including what will happen with Brewer free agents. That's today's topic as we take an analytical approach with Dr. Scott, but also, you know, all the aspects of it. Who's out there? Who's worth signing? What about the minor league system, the low-rated minor league system for the Brewers? What is that looking like as we break down a lot of the individual players on the, you know, top 30 prospect list or the 40-man roster? So we'll talk about all that stuff as it relates to Brewer baseball throughout the entire offseason. You can stick with us here to get your fix all the time with Locked On Brewers. Of course, Postmates is there for you as well if you want to get a fix. And I'm talking about fix for picking stuff up. You're busy. I'm busy. Everybody's busy. We're way too busy these days. I don't think it's going to change in time soon, so why not take advantage of some of the services that allow us to live a more sane life? Postmates can be one of them. They're your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates will deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S., offering delivery from all restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. They are 24/7, and they get you what you need within the hour. That's not too bad. Download the app for iOS or Android for free, browse local restaurants and businesses, and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit on your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That is code LOCKEDON. Okay, so free agents, right? And we'll get more into this, but I wanted to focus on maybe the four Brewer free agents that I think probably garner the biggest amount of talk here, you know, in the off season as you move through it. And they are, in no particular order, Drew Pomeranz, Jordan Lyles. Let me pause there and say, did you think that, did you ever imagine yourself saying that before the season started or even in May this year or June, that Drew Pomeranz and Jordan Lyles, a lot of Brewer fans probably hadn't even heard of Drew Pomeranz, right? Except when he started against them with the Giants, I think, in a June game. So, yeah, it's amazing that he might be a top target here. But Jordan Lyles, you know, you knew who he was because he played for the Brewers in 2018 down the stretch as well. But to be able to come and have such an impact from Pittsburgh, I mean, totally unforeseen. So Jordan Lyles, you know, you can see him slipping into the starting rotation next year. And then, of course, the two ones that the Brewer fans have been talking about ever since they signed their free agent deals with the Brewers this past offseason, Yasmani Grandal and Mike Moustakas. And a lot of chatter all the time about how do you keep both? You know, what do you do? Who's valued more? Who's more important? Who would you rather, right, with Moose and Grandal? And I get that. And the Brewers are in a bit of a precarious situation as it relates to third base, because if you let Moustakas go and you rely on Travis Shaw, what do we think about that? I mean, the fact that I just still can't fathom that Travis Shaw has completely lost it. So, you know, we'll talk about that. Dr. Scott's going to join us. We're going to break down analytically all four of these free agents. And from an analytics standpoint, because, you know, the Brewers are looking at this, they're very analytics driven, like a lot of teams in baseball. So what are they looking at as it relates to, you know, how do you decide who to keep and who to let go in this offseason. So we will do that next. Dr. Scott will join us, and we'll talk about it all coming up here on Locked On Brewers. Of course, Vivid Seats is there for you, as always, through this entire postseason, not only with sports, but with concerts and shows. You should download their app. Again, go to the App Store, go to Google Play, download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program and will enjoy credits on all their purchases as part of Vivid Seats Rewards. What is that loyalty program? You can save from 10 to 16% on all the purchases. That's not a bad deal. And there's a lot of ease in using the Vivid Seats app as well. Take it from personal experience. I used it this past spring, going to a lot of Big Ten tournament games down in Chicago. A friend of mine and I went to 3 days worth of Big Ten tournament games. We used the Vivid Seats app for all of the games. We were able to get last second purchases on all the sessions, and as the prices came down, we were able to pounce, and that's because of the app. So it's worth it for you to download as well. And again, you get the loyalty program rewards, which can help. Of course, every purchase backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. So you know the tickets are safe, and they're there for you, and they're guaranteed. So go there. Enter promo code POSTSEASON at checkout, to receive a discount of up to $100 from Vivid Seats. Guys, let's talk about sex. I mean, really good sex. You know, the kind that you maybe had in the past when you were raring to go every night. Maybe the kind you're having now, but maybe you want to make it a little better. Well, there's a key to that. It's called Blue Chew. Go to bluechew.com. Blue, you know, like the color blue, it's the color and the blue is a primary color, right? Anyway, Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you'll be ready whenever opportunity arises. Now, limited time offer right now. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. Get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 in shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB to try it for free. BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring Locked On Brewers. It is Tuesday. Oh, wait a minute. It's Wednesday, and it was supposed to be Tuesday. Now, I didn't tease this on the show in all fairness, so you're hearing about this for the first time, but we were expecting to have Dr. Scott on last night, but apparently he had food poisoning. Now, I don't know what it is about not being able to get this guy on Tuesdays anymore. I'm starting to think about not calling it Tuesdays with Dr. Scott, but it's Wednesday and we're here. And
I'll do better, Ben. I'll do better.
Yeah, okay. Stop getting sick or whatever happens to you. Anyway, we're going to talk about these free agents, but I wanted to start briefly, Dr. Scott, if you can just give me a quick sum up of your feelings, because we talked about this on the show yesterday about where you're at as far as how you view the 2019 season and all. You know, we've had a week plus now to let it sink in. It's over. The run is over. The game, you know, that happened is now over in Washington. So what are your thoughts from your perspective summing up 2019 for the Brewers?
I think that 2019, you know, we really got to see what Stearns and CeCe can do when they kind of are given the reins and, you know, some time. I think that as long as those two are at the helm, that we're going to be okay. It seems like the Brewers are able to field a competitive team. We have had to rely on the September magic the last 2 years to kind of get us through. But, you know, at the end of the day, it seems like that's coming from a real place. Guys with talent, you know, farm talent that's been brought up through the years and kind of came to fruition. Some of it was forced into the fire. But, I think this was kind of a year that you almost could have chalked up as a rebuild year in many ways. But they kind of were so competitive and played so well that they were able to, you know, because you think about not having Knable, you think about how Burns didn't produce, you think about all these guys who kind of fell through the cracks that we were counting on, even guys like Peralta, you know. So at the end of the day, you could have said, well, hey, we've got a bunch of young guys here. It didn't pan out like we wanted it to. We have to kind of reset. But they were able to pull their crap together enough where they fielded a competitive team and made the playoffs. And so I think if you build from there, you know, and you make sensible moves like Stearns does, you can kind of put yourself in long-term position to be a competitive team instead of this nickel and dime, you know, one year here, one year there type of thing.
Yeah. No, it's interesting because, you know, we're talking about four of the, I think the big four key free agents for the Brewers this year, and two of them you wouldn't have even set up till the trade deadline, you know, that we'd be talking about, but here we are, and that's a credit to Stearns. So let's start with this. Now, I'm talking about, of course, Jordan Lyles, Drew Pomeranz, and then Grandal and Moustakas. So of the four, let's start here, Dr. Scott. Analytically speaking, who's the biggest priority for the Brewers to re-sign?
I shouldn't have even taken this long to answer. It's Yaz.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's Grandal. I tried to come up with some clever way to say it, but he's just – the way that he's able to produce at that catcher position is pretty tough to come by. You look at the free agents who are going to be available in the 2020 market, the top three in terms of WAR are Chirinos at 2.3, Flowers at 2.1, and Castro at 1.6. Yaz had a WAR of 5.2 last year.
Man.
So he also, I mean, even when the guy's slumping too, he can't get on base with, you know, hits or home runs. He can't produce that way. He's walking. He's number two in the National League in walks. He had a non-base percentage of 380. You can even say too that, well, you know, this, it's Miller Park that's benefiting him. You know, it's kind of luck. This will calm down over time. But his OPS plus, which kind of factors for league and park effects, if you look at San Diego, his OPS plus was 119. In LA, it was 113. And in Milwaukee, it was 119 again. And so not only is he an all-star and able to produce at a high level, but he's consistent.
Yeah, no, he has been. And again, we got to move it along, otherwise we'll talk forever. But is it a pipe dream? I'm so used to being a small market fan, right? Is it a pipe dream to think the Brewers can re-sign this guy? Or do they have a real shot? Can they pony up? I mean, is it going to take $30 million a year? What do you have a feel for that?
Stearns put kind of this, he built the contract to put us in a position to bring him back if, you know, things lined up. And last year they sure did, or 2019 they did. I think that there's a chance. I mean, putting a percentage on it, it's probably hard to do. But, you know, I would say we have a 20-30% chance of getting him back.
Okay. I hope it's higher than that, but okay. All right. let's go to would Moose be your next choice on this list, or does it switch over to pitching?
Yeah, I mean, with Lyles, you look at Lyles and the guys, there's something about Milwaukee with him.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to bring him back, you're going to have to really count on that kicking in again when he comes back. His ERA, Colorado, it was 5.22, Houston 5.35, San Diego 5.53, Pittsburgh 5.36, and then Milwaukee 2.64. And so he caught it. He captured a bit of magic here in the 2 years that he's been here. And will he be able to, you know, push that forward? He's going to turn 29 on October 29th. It's hard to say. He would be a guy though that you could get for a reasonable price. And even though he has a negative 1.6 career WAR, and probably will pitch closer to his Pittsburgh self than his Milwaukee self over the long run, he could be a guy that could eat up innings for you and, you know, give you quality stuff when you need it.
But his analytics do not, I mean, you refresh me, your XFIP or whatever it was, they were significantly higher than his second half performance, you know, came out. You would expect it to even out to where he's a guy who's going to give, if he becomes a rotation starter for the Brewers next year, what XFIP would tell you is that he's going to give up four runs a game, right? I mean, is that
I've got his FIP right here in on Milwaukee. Yeah. His ERA was 2.45 and his FIP was 4.42.
Yeah.
And so you would expect the ERA to kind of approximate that FIP over time. Yeah. So was he a beneficiary of luck in Milwaukee? Probably, but there's also a decent size, 2 years of data here where you can start to kind of hang your hat on. Maybe there is something about Milwaukee for him, but you're not going to blow the bank on a guy like him either.
Right.
So
yeah,
you're looking at like $2 to $5 million to bring back a guy like Lyles.
So you set a limit. Yeah. And if he gets more than that on the free agent market, good luck to him. Otherwise, maybe you can bring him back for a very reasonable price. Okay. So Drew Pomeranz, then probably the opposite true with him, where his out of the bullpen, his numbers aligned more. Am I right? I'm guessing completely here, Dr. Scott. Am I right about that? Because he was pretty dominant down the stretch for the Brewers.
Yeah, he's a guy that, okay, you look at his career numbers. He's 46-58. He's got a 4.04 ERA and a 4.20 FIP. In Milwaukee, he was 0-1, but he had a 2.39 ERA with a 2.68 FIP. Hmm. He struck out 15.4 guys per nine innings while he was a Brewer, which is crazy because his career mark is 9.1. He also has a career WAR of 10.8 if you add it up. And so this is a guy, you know, you kind of step back from his numbers, and he's a guy who's getting up there in age where you start to topple over and maybe lose a little something, you know, in that 31-year age frame when you're a pitcher especially. But this guy, you know, he was a number five pick overall in the 2010 draft. He's got almost 11 career WAR. He's been able to sustain at least quality production over his career. He's been on some pretty bad teams, which confounds it too. So it's tricky to try and put that all together.
Well, but the bullpen move, I think, that's the thing that makes sense in my head, is that he had some high inflated numbers as a starter, but when a guy can come into the bullpen and maybe increase his velocity and not worry about, you know, stretching out for long stints, that can make a big difference, maybe at least for a couple of years. Well, he kind of makes up for his age in that manner where he can come in and just, you know, blow his arm for a couple innings or maybe an inning and be that guy. So maybe a 1 year deal with the Brewers, maybe a 1 or 2 year, you know, 1 year with an option, something like that. They might be able to get him for something like that.
Well, I tell you, the way he was throwing that ball, I mean, upper 90s and just throwing his fastball by guys. I mean, he wasn't he wasn't even hiding it at certain points. And, you know, that type of dominance that passes the eye test that way, it's hard to deny, you know, that type of production. If we could get him back to come back and, you know, hold down the 6th, 7th inning and he does it like he did this year, boy, would that be a huge gain.
Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Scott, Brewers sabermetrics genius, food poisoning victim, here on Locked On Brewers. That's why he couldn't join us last night. You can find his work at brew_maths on Twitter and also brewmaths.com. It's always good follow if you're on Twitter for sure. So we come to Moustakas. What do the analytics say about Mike Moustakas?
Well, with Moose, he just turned 31 in September. He's a 3-time All-Star, you know, and he came off of a year where he had an OPS of 845. We just talked about Yaz and how great he is. His OPS was 848. You know, you throw that 35 home runs and 87 RBIs in there, mm-hmm. and he had quite a year. That said, there is it's a lot easier to fill a third base position with a talented player than it is the catcher position. And so if you start to compare Moose and Yaz, the biggest thing that surfaces is just the disparity in their positions. Yaz also had that WAR of 5.2 we mentioned before. Moose's was 2.8 last year. And so even though his numbers look similar in certain regards, he did not produce nearly as much as Yaz did. We also have, not like the Brewers can sign guys like Rendon, but Rendon's on the market. Donaldson's on the market. Even as Drubal Cabrera, you know, he had a 1.9 WAR last year, even though he bounced around, and he could be gotten for a reasonable price. So if you're looking at projecting Moustakas out, in Kansas City, he had an OPS of 736. In Milwaukee, it was 824, or it's 824. And then you look at that OPS plus to kind of take the park effect out. In Kansas City, it was 98, and in Milwaukee, it was 112, or it is 112. And so he's kind of 100 is league average with that OPS plus. And so with Moustakas, I think going forward, especially, you know, the guy's 31, 32, he's going to start to show a bit of wear on the tread. He basically is a guy who I think will produce at a above average to all-star level for the next 2 or 3 years, but it's at a position where talent is in abundance. So
yeah, we'll see what the Brewers do here. It'll be a very interesting offseason that'll probably stretch out a pretty long way here. So a long way to go between now and knowing which of these guys is going to be back with the club. Okay, so Yasmani one as we wrap up, Dr. Scott. Just give me your 2, 3, 4, if you had to rank them, priorities for the Brewers to re-sign.
It's kind of obvious in the way that you talked about it already. Yaz would be one. I think that if we can bring back Pomeranz back, like he was in 2019, you know, and he can kind of fill that same role like you were alluding to, I think he would be number two on the list. Lyles, I'll be honest, I don't trust Lyles completely. Yeah. His metrics kind of suggest that he's been the beneficiary of luck here. And so I would put Moose and Pomeranz probably 2A and 2B, and then Lyles a little bit further down the list. I love Moose, but I know that if I pick him, that you're probably crossing Yaz off the list. And so it's a tricky balance.
It does seem to be either or, that's for sure, as far as the Brewers are concerned here. So it'll be very interesting. And then there's, you know, as we go through the rest of the offseason to discuss, there's the Travis Shaw factor. And do you give up on him?
Right,
or do, you know,
right.
Hard to, you know, not hard to say. I don't think you give up on him, but it's also makes me nervous if they let Moose go and you're depending on Shaw. Or maybe you do find another third baseman somewhere. But, that's makes me nervous. We're out of time to talk about it. We'll talk about it more. And of course, we have plenty of time as the offseason goes along. But thanks, Dr. Scott. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, anytime, Ben.
Dr. Scott Borkenhagen. And, again, you can find him at brewmaths.com or at brew_maths on Twitter. Great follow on Twitter with a lot of Brewers sabermetric stats. So we'll come back tomorrow with another guest. Again, sort of recapping the season, getting opinions. I'm interested in getting opinions on where people stack up the Brewers season. And, there's always that sort of the naysayers. And I get it because it was very mediocre and frustrating for a long time. And then they made a run and then it ended disappointing. So you can be disappointed. I'm not saying you can't. Absolutely. Valid opinion. And I just want to see where people fall on this. You know, do you week out now, as it's had a chance to sink in, do you rank it as a disappointing year? Are you encouraged for next year? How do you feel? We might do a poll question on that as we approach the Friday mailbag show as well. So I want to get the feel for that, and also the feel for kind of what people are looking for as the Brewers head to the offseason and head to, you know, trying to get this team in position to compete again next year and how they do that. So we'll talk all about that on tomorrow's show again. And, of course, on Friday we'll have the mailbag as we do every Friday. So get your questions ready or get a question ready. And you can always submit it early if you want to at Cheesehead Talks, my personal Twitter handle, or at Lockdown Brewers, the show handle. Also, Facebook.com/LockdownBrewers. I'll take your question there as well if you so please. Go ahead and rate and review the podcast. I always enjoy your feedback. And, of course, you tell a friend if anybody's jonesing for baseball during the offseason. Now, we're still in postseason baseball, so there's still some on TV every night. But if you're jonesing for Brewers baseball, particularly as the long, cold, hard, harsh winter approaches, we're here for you, providing your fix all the time here with Lockdown Brewers. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya Podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Also, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Lockdown Brewers. I'm Ben Larson. I will talk to you tomorrow, and we deliver your daily Brewers fix right here on Lockdown Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.